This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with T. Xiao Yik and Kelly Anissa. And now on to our first story. A quick update. We actually did mention earlier that Tham was nearing his end, but we've just got an update that Tham, who is our last male Sumatran rhino, has just died this afternoon. So The Star reported senior conservationist in Sabah is saying that efforts to preserve the critically endangered Sumatran rhino from extinction in Malaysia have reached the end of the road. And they are arguing that resources should now be diverted to saving other Malaysian species instead of keeping it for rhino conservation. So they're arguing that we need urgent steps to prevent species such as the bunting, the Borneo pygmy elephant, and many more from meeting the same fate as the Sumatran rhino in Malaysia. However, according to the Star article, these conservationists had declined to be named.
So in 2015, reports had emerged that the Sumatran rhino was extinct in the wild and there were only three rhinos remaining in captivity. Was caught in 2008, and two other female rhinos, Puntong and Iman, who were caught in 2011 and 2014, respectively. And they were the only hope left for the Sumatran rhino in Malaysia.
Yes, and since the two female rhinos were found, there have been various efforts to breed them with Tham, focusing on using advanced reproductive technology, including IVF, and collaboration with Indonesia. But to date, neither have met with success. So looking at IVF first, the process already faced massive challenges due to the old age of the three rhinos, as well as their severe medical and reproductive pathology. So Puntung had several cysts in her uterus, and was euthanized in 2017 due to painful and incurable cancer. Iman, on the other hand, had massive uterine fibroids, so this reduced their breeding capacity and reflected the problem of too few rhinos and insufficient breeding success over the last decades of the 20th century.
Collaboration with Indonesia also had been in the works for years, but never came to fruition. In March 2012, a letter of intent for the collaboration on the rhino breeding program was signed between the Malaysian and Indonesian governments, as well as several international organizations. However, none of the intentions had been pursued by Indonesia, nor by its international supporters, despite endless attempts from Malaysia. And then in April of last year, Indonesia again signaled an interest to begin a cross-border breeding program, but unfortunately postponed it again, this time citing a lack of viable eggs from Iman.
So a conservationist who was quoted in The Star also said that Indonesia does not need our rhinos because they have adequate male and female rhinos in captivity. And rhinos in Indonesia have actually had relatively better reproductive health than the ones in Sabah, having been able to breed through conventional breeding methods several times.
Right, okay. So early last week, the media had been reporting the devastating news that Tham's health was deteriorating rapidly. His appetite and alertness had actually started declining very abruptly since late April this year. So Sabah Wildlife Department's director Augustine Tuga said that Tham is also was also suffering from multiple organ failure and had been under round-the-clock palliative care from his keepers. And just to update, the Star reported just a little over an hour ago that Tham had died.
And now this is not surprising considering Tham's age. When he was found in 2008, he was thought to be in his mid-20s. The average lifespan for a Sumatran rhino is between 35 to 40 years old. And Tham is was in his mid-30s, well into old age for his species.
So with Tham, now having passed on, but, even in the earlier article, as Tham was nearing death, conservationists were arguing that it is pointless to continue a breeding program for the species. A senior conservationist who declined to be named said that Sabah wildlife authorities should accept that rhino conservation in Malaysia has been a failure and move on. And to invest funds, more funds and resources into rhino breeding would be a waste. So to get more insight into rhino conservation here in Malaysia, as well as what needs to happen to move forward, our producer Lim Soo Ann spoke earlier today to Dr. John Payne, who is the executive director of the Borneo Rhino Alliance, or BORA. And here's that conversation.
So you've worked with rhinos for quite a long time, especially in Sabah, Malaysia. What were your thoughts when you realised that it might be too late to save the remaining Sumatran rhinos in Malaysia?
Well, I think it's fair to say this is by no means a new issue. So in my case, years ago when I was a student, I took part in a survey for rhinos in Endarrumpin in Johor in 1977. And the team that I was in found no rhinos, but plenty of very similar Malayan tapir footprints. And it sort of was in my mind that all that time ago that maybe rhinos are getting very rare anyway. And then a bit later, I got a job with WWF Malaysia in Sabah. And in the 1980s, I worked with the Sabah Forestry Department. And it was already clear that 35 years ago that rhinos were on the verge of extinction in Sabah and Malaysia. They were just too few and they were too scattered. And based on that, there was, in fact, at that time, a very important meeting in Singapore where government of Sabah and WWF met with representatives from Peninsular Malaysia, Indonesia, and many Western zoo people who are interested in Sumatran rhinos. And the interest was actually in a global captive breeding program. So that's way back in 1984. But the conservative elements, even at that time, really were arguing leave the rhinos in the wild. But the sad reality that even then there were not enough rhinos on the ground in one place to form a viable breeding population. So to summarize, it's not a new issue. It's quite an old one.
And I mean, with the news that Sumatran rhinos are pretty much going to go extinct in Malaysia, but we look at Indonesia and they still have a small population of their own Sumatran rhinos. They have their own captive breeding program. Does that still mean that we still have hope to protect the Sumatran rhinos and prevent them from going extinct?
Well, my thinking is it's still not too late to save the species. But what I see actually is that pride and nationalism tend to get in the way. With every passing year, the chances of saving the species gets less. I think that's obvious, right? Numbers are going down and not up. My own guess is that for Indonesia now, and this is purely my own guess, is that there's probably about 50 Sumatran rhinos, that's 50 left. But that is very close to zero because more than half are either isolated from one another or they have reproductive pathologies like we do in our rhinos Sabah the last few years. And the rhinos are all scattered in Indonesia. They're not all in one place. And really, for success, and this is again not new, those rhinos have to be brought together under one program with the view of maximizing birth rates. So it's not really the death rate that's the worry. It's the very, very, very low birth rate. And this is exactly what that Singapore meeting I mentioned earlier in 1984 was about. But we sort of see, to me, the new generation of decision makers are still no more decisive than they were, their predecessors were 35 years ago. And that's the thing that needs to be tackled if one wants to prevent the extinction of this species.
So what are the lessons that people now, that governments now can learn for other wildlife conservation, especially from the situation that we face with the Sumatran rhinos?
On that, I think I'd say there's many elements to the story, but I'd pick on three. Number one is if you look in the media, for every endangered species, people blame poaching and habitat loss for everything. That's certainly important, but to the extent that it's, to me, it's sort of blaming poaching and habitat noise, a sort of background noise, and it doesn't really necessarily generate specific actions, specific species. One needs to look at individual species, whatever they are, what's the exact situation with that species. Another thing which sounds rather, I don't know, arrogant to say, but what has happened in the last few decades that we have stakeholder consultation on everything. So everyone's opinion has to be listened to, which is fine. But ultimately, it should be the people who have proven expertise in that species or in that political situation to make the recommendations and implement the program, whatever the program is. So in other words, don't just think of habitat loss and poaching, but think of exactly what's needed now for this particular species. And of course, I mean, it needs to be looked at a global level, not just a Sabah level or a Malaysia level. And I guess in the third one, and maybe most of important, is always to act as soon as possible before it's too late to do anything. And that's the tragedy of the Sumatran rhino, too much prevarication over many decades before the actions are taken.
And no, I read an article by The Star which quoted conservationists saying that resources now, it would be better to channel them into the conservation of other wildlife rather than continue to pouring this into rhino breedings. What are your thoughts on that? Is that a valid argument?
Well, and in this issue as well, I think there's several points. Number one, frankly, the person or persons didn't give their name. I mean, I think to some extent it's a bit of a dig by people who for whatever reason, don't agree with what we're doing. But anyway, I think on a more positive note, the first thing is that if species are very, very rare, then nations need to work together. So that comment, I took it as being something to do with Sabah or Malaysia rather than globally. So if one looks at in the purely Malaysian context, that comment may arguably be correct. But this anonymous commentator also says that for rhino, people involved in rhinos in Malaysia, it's an emotional issue. Well, in some ways it is, right? I mean, people get attached to the animals they look after. But also, on the contrary, the rhino people in Malaysia, in my view, use very objective thinking and really want to push the boundaries of science and of collaboration. There's an already ongoing program financed by the government of Malaysia to develop advanced reproductive technology for endangered species. So that would be things like in vitro fertilization. And in fact, there is a laboratory already existing in University of Malaysia Sabah in Sandakan for this advanced reproductive technology work. And I should also say that specifically on Sumatran rhinos, there are actually living cell cultures of the last four rhinos in Malaysia, Sumatran rhinos in Malaysia, two of which already died, that are already held in laboratories in Malaysia, Germany, and USA. And with emerging technologies, it will be possible to make the eggs and sperm out of these cell cultures. The genomes of those rhinos are still alive. We should really look to the future rather than in the past, I think.
That was Dr. John Payne, the executive director of the Borneo Rhino Alliance.
I'm sorry, another technical. I'm sorry. I'm just all over the place today, guys. So back to the story. Yes, the Sabah government does not seem to be giving up on protecting and breeding Sumatran rhinos either, which is good news. It's reported that Deputy Chief Minister Dato' Christina Liu is hoping to continue to pursue collaboration with Indonesia on her trip there soon. And perhaps Tam's death will spur that need to kick off those collaborations, right? Which seem to be flagging in the last couple of years. And Dato' Christina also said that they will continue to do their best to protect other wildlife in Sabah, especially those on the endangered list.
Yeah, I suppose in the vein of what Dr. John Payne said, which is to learn from our mistakes and look forward. So we will just have to wait and see what the future of the Sumatran rhino will be in Malaysia. And as we have just heard earlier this afternoon, Tam, who is the last male Sumatran rhino here, has just died. So Malaysians might need to wake up and do our part in raising awareness among our friends and families and just get the conversation going, I suppose, and contribute where you can to prevent other unique Malaysian wildlife from meeting the same fate as our Sumatran rhinos.
And looking ahead to our second story later, we are asking you on Twitter, does our society enable the elderly to be independent, active and empowered? Your options are yes or no. So you can take that poll or send us some thoughts at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
So we will be back after a short break to discuss that topic. But first, here's Wave Goodbye by Chris Cornell, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.